Hi, my name is Zakai, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance and freedom that you desire and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakairan.com and, of course, on my YouTube and podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. All right, so here we go. Healing and the two choices of life. Conditional living or unconditional living. So how does healing work? Should I go and see healers? Should I go to the doctor? Is spiritual healing actually real? Do miracles actually even happen? These are the questions that anyone who has a physical issue is asking. And the modern day question is, should I go to a doctor or a spiritual type healer? And how does healing actually work? Well, first, we must set a clear foundation that our natural state of being is total health and well-being, as well as total joy and abundance. And if every single person grew up thinking only purely positive thoughts, and we were all given the freedom to be, do, and have whatever we want with no limitations or demands, and we're taught to live joyfully without conditions attached to that joy. And if we were all reminded continually that we are all infinite and unlimited and completely worthy and magnificent and powerful, and that we are all unlimited source creators with the complete power to create anything that we desire, if we had all been raised as children from that divine perspective and we maintained a positive oriented focus our entire lives, we would all have perfect health and we would all be rich and fit and happy and be leading immensely happy, creative, and fulfilling lives. But alas, this is not the case unless you are raised on Mars by perfect parents in a perfect community. Most of us were raised amongst and introduced continually to a lot of unwanted, limited-oriented contrast. And when you focus on unwanted, limited-oriented things, you attract more limited, unwanted things, such as diseases and ailments and struggle and lack, etc. Now, at this point, you could point a finger at society and say, hey, thanks a lot, you freaking bastards, you fuckwits, for fucking everything up. And then I've got to grow up amongst a shitload of unwanted contrast. You know, you could play the victim card, poor me. But that kind of blame game is not helpful or empowering because there is no such thing as assertion and victimhood. And I have news for you. You signed up for all of that contrast. And every single experience in your life, you attracted all of that unwanted contrast into your life for very specific reasons. In fact, you said, fuck yeah to all that contrast when you were deciding to come to planet Earth and get into your body because you knew that contrast is not actually a bad thing. Contrast of unwanted things provides great clarity about what you want and gives you direction and desire to manifest those desires in a physical reality. It kind of makes things fun, really. And you knew that things like diseases and ailments and age and decay and lack and struggle and war and famine, etc., are not necessarily bad, especially since you are immortal and death and disease is an illusion and victimhood is 100% illusion and struggle and lack, etc., are optional, and disease is optional and not remotely mandatory, and are, of course, attracted like everything else in your life because there's only attraction, there's no such thing as assertion. You knew that disease does not have a mind of its own and is somehow plotting to get you like some microbial supervillain. You knew and still know deep down that 100,000,000,000% of every single nanosecond of your life, you are attracting with your infinitely powerful thoughts that may or may not be directed in very positive and unlimited ways, and in fact might be directed more in limited ways. And now, after years of self-imposed amnesia, where you bought all of the malarkey that humanity has been preaching, where you bought the lies that say you are limited and unworthy and powerless and need to prove your worth, and there are people and forces and diseases conspiring to get you, if you can let all of that male bovine excrement go and realize your infinite, unlimited, all-powerful magnificence, well, now you can turn around all of that crap that you have created by believing all of that shit. Because when you start to realize that you are completely unlimited rather than limited, when you realize that you are priceless and worthy and infinitely powerful, and you realize that you are indeed God's source in a human body with the complete power to literally create anything you desire, and you understand and realize and remember that there is no such thing as an insecure, judging God scrutinizing your every move. When you realize all of that, and you realize that life can be easy and fun and immensely prosperous and exciting and adventurous, and you can do whatever the fuck you want with complete freedom and power, then all of those ailments of the mind and body will drift away because they are not your natural states of being. And all of the lack and struggle that you have attracted will fade away as they are replaced by abundance and ease and joy and fun. So where does healing come in? Because it seems like if I can get back into alignment with my source and back into alignment with who I truly am as an infinite, immortal, unlimited, divine source creator, then all of the health and abundance I desire will just fall into place. And you would be 100% correct. Because that's what healing really is. No one can impose healing upon you because there's no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. If you have gotten out of alignment with your natural state of unlimited joy, well-being, love, and abundance, and have attracted dramas and traumas and lack of wealth and struggle and physical ailments and diseases, etc., none of that is any big deal at all because you can turn it all around by getting back into alignment with your natural, divine, joyfully abundant, and healthy natural state of being. And you can do that on your own by using alignment techniques such as my alignment system called the Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Ritual Series at masterkeysofsuccess.com, or use the processes in various other teachers' books, especially in Abraham's books, specifically. There's a lot of them, but Asking and Is Given is a good place to start, where you're introduced to meditation and affirmations, etc. And you can go see physical, emotional, and spiritual healers that will facilitate a healing space for you to get back into alignment with your natural state of health and well-being. Or you can get the healing plates that I sell at teslaproducts.com. But if a healer or doctor can't assert healing upon me, Zakiron, and I basically have to heal myself, then what are they doing? What are those Tesla plates doing? Or what are those healing energies or those healers doing? Well, whether they know it or not, a good healer, quote unquote, is someone who creates a source space. A good guru does the same thing. It creates a source space, an unlimited divine space. They provide relief from the stress that you have created and attracted in your life with your limited thinking. They channel vibrational frequencies that, if you are receptive, allowing, and surrendered enough, put you back into your natural state of ease, joy, well-being, abundance, and especially unconditional love, because those energies are unconditional in nature. So whether that's drugs that give you pain relief to distract you from your issues and then you finally allow and surrender, or some other medical procedure that gives you some sort of relief and lets your body heal itself, or some other more esoteric Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine or naturopathic medicine, or the use of herbs and meridian alignment, or even more esoteric such as Reiki or pranic healing, or again the Tesla plates that I sell that are energized with harmonic energy fields. It doesn't matter what the healing system is, if it gives you relief from your issue and distracts you from your old limited thinking patterns and gets you to surrender and enter a state of allowing, well, then you can heal yourself, so to speak, which is really just getting back to your natural state of health and well-being. And it's the same for anything that you want improved in your life. You need healing, so to speak, in that part of your life. If your relationships suck, well, you're basically cut and broken and bleeding in the love department. So you need healing, so to speak, in that department to get you back to your natural state of unconditional love and joyful relationships. And of course, you do that by remembering and realizing that you are love and that you don't actually need love from anybody else. And it's not your job to please others, and it's not your job to tell other people to please you so that you can be happy. It's not your job to please other people, and it's not their job to please you. And the same goes for money or anything else that you are supposedly lacking, or you believe you are lacking in your life or struggling with. You've gotten off track and you just headed down the dark path, so to speak, of lack and limitation and judgment and doubt, etc. And you need healing, so to speak, in the money and prosperity department. And that healing comes in the form of realignment of your thoughts and vibration to your natural state of infinite abundance by doing the same thing that you would do to heal anything in your life. And that is in the form of processes of alignment, such as the ones I have already spoken about in my Master Keys of Success series, where you dedicate alignment time every day for yourself to get your thoughts into alignment with your natural state of joy, well-being, and infinite abundance. Doesn't matter what your issue is, whether it's a physical disease or a financial disease or a relationship disease, regardless, if that part of your life is not thriving and happy and prosperous and healthy, well, then you have dis-ease or a lack of ease, a lack of allowance in that department, which means you have resistance in your vibration from resistant fight, and poor me, victim, and judgment, etc., thinking in regards to that issue. And it's really all quite simple to analyze and figure out where you've gone wrong, so to speak, if you have unwanted issues in your life. You have them because of stinking thinking. You've been thinking about unwanted things too much than you've been thinking about wanted things. You've got those issues because of stinking thinking. So all you got to do is think about what rancid, putrid, judgmental, resistant, limited-oriented thoughts have I been thinking. Now, you don't need years of analysis to figure out the details of those negative thoughts. In fact, don't spend any time at all trying to figure out your past negative thoughts in detail. That will only reactivate those thoughts and attract more crap. Instead, just start thinking positive-oriented thoughts that are full of ease and joy and appreciation and love, etc. You don't need to heal your old thoughts or mind or delete old programs or any of that kind of bullshit. You just need to create a new space of ease and joy for yourself. so that you can get back to your natural state of ease, joy, well-being, and abundance. And use whatever tool that you have available to you that will help you get there. Whether that's some traditional healing system, getting a massage, or channeled vibrational energies, Reiki, pranic healing, whatever, or getting, you know, going fishing, or hiking, or making love, or watching funny movies, or going dancing, or listening to music, etc. Whatever brings you joy is the absolute best medicine. Laughter is the best medicine, because joy is our natural state of being. And the best healing tool in your toolbox is having fun. But regardless of what healing system you are using or how many massages you get, whatever you do that brings you joy, you absolutely, positively, 100%, non-negotiably must dedicate 30 minutes to an hour every day in your hour of power, as Tony Robbins calls it, first thing in the morning, to your joyful alignment. You must start your day in joyful well-being and abundance, so that you attract joyful well-being and abundance in your body and in your relationships and in your career and in your money situation and every experience in your life. Regardless of what healer or teacher or seminars or retreats you are going to, these things are just to get you pointed in the right direction. But the rest is totally up to you. Because again, nobody can impose divine energies upon you, just like nobody can impose negative energies upon you. You've got to create what you want in your life in a conscious and deliberate way. Because if you don't create the life you want, well, then you will be influenced by everyone else who tells you what they want you to do so that they can get what they want, so that they can be happy, generally at the expense of your own happiness. So you only have two choices in life. Consciously create what you want to get, you know, what you want and be happy and lead an absolutely juicy, gorgeous, wonderful, fun, joyful, abundant life, or get sucked into the matrix of society and all the limited crap that they believe that you should believe and do to make them happy. Another way of describing those two choices is choice number one, which is the typical disempowered, limited human choice, which is, when I get what I want, then I'll finally be happy. Or choice number two, which is the absolutely 100% empowered choice, which is, I am happy. My natural state of being is happiness. And my happiness naturally attracts happy things that match my happiness. Choice number one is the typical conditional pattern of living a conditional life where you react to external conditions and let external conditions determine how you're going to feel, which is obviously an extremely disempowered choice because you are always at the mercy of uncontrollable external conditions, which leads to the faulty belief that external conditions and people can and are controlling my life, and I do not have control over my own life, which of course is 100% not true and is one of the biggest lies that humanity believes. And choice two is the pathway of complete empowerment, where you live unconditionally, where you are happy regardless of external conditions, where you do not let external conditions of what other people are doing or not doing determine how you're going to feel. And you focus only in purely positive directions, and you pay zero attention to negative, limited things in life that you have no control over, which is pretty much everything. So, should I pay for healers and healing or not? Should I go to seminars and retreats or not? Should I go to psychics, and gurus, and teachers, and counselors or not? There's no right or wrong, whatever gives you relief and helps you feel some ease and helps you surrender to your infinite power and magnificence, do it. Or to use 1960s hippie guidance, if it feels good, do it. If it gets you on track and into alignment with your natural state of joy, well-being, and abundance, then do it. If it gives you relief from your old limited momentum, then do it. But at some point, you're going to have to cut the umbilical cord and take control of your own life. That's where your daily alignment practice comes in. You need to learn how to meditate like a Shaolin monk. You need to learn how to write and journal and appreciate and affirm and visualize your way into alignment. Not just in the morning, but also during the day when the world is trying to kick your ass. Because to use a classic sports analogy, it's not how hard you can punch, it's how well you can take a punch. And still go on laughing and skipping down the road to fairyland. Or how unconditional of a liver can you live? Where you don't let the conditions of life and other people and what they're doing and how they're thinking control how you feel. Now, a final key is being an unconditional liver and lover is not the ability to love unlovable things and unlovable people. It's the ability to focus in positive directions and pay no attention to unlikable, unlovable things and stay in alignment. Unconditional love, unconditional living is the ability to stay in alignment regardless of the conditions. Simple as that. Unconditional love is not the ability to love all conditions equally, including the good, the bad, and the ugly. Unconditional love is the ability to love regardless of conditions. In other words, to connect to and be and live your natural state of joy that is independent of positive or negative conditions in the world. And unconditional love is your fast track to ultimate joy and fulfillment and satisfaction and everything that makes you happy, including the health, wealth, well-being, abundance, riches, and love that you desire. Unconditional love is the ultimate healing system. And if a healing system you are availing yourself of points you in the direction of unconditional love, then you are totally on track, and that teacher and that teaching and that alignment system and that healing system is totally on track. And ultimate health, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment are within your grasp and are totally on their way into your life when you're doing that. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast, Healing and the Two Choices of Life, and it has pointed you in the direction to your ultimately empowered state as an unconditional liver and lover, and helps you create the joy, well-being, abundance, love and fulfillment that you desire in your life. And if you are serious about creating that divine alignment into your life, then I emphatically recommend my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals series available at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. That's MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. So I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. I know you did because it was freaking amazing as they always are. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings because you love your friends, right? And please subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation, where I have close to 500 podcasts available for you. And come visit me at Zakiron.com for tons of more self-empowering and quantumly supportive goodies to help empower you to easily create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!